There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, live from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. The premier walleye lake in Minnesota, unlike anything others. I think that'll relax. I think maybe you get one walleye and they say you're done. You know, it's just that they don't run it like that. You come to Leech Lake, it is the best of the best, and we're going to be talking about that today on the program. Teresa's going to join me and tell me about a couple of great reasons why you want to come here. Who always does a marvelous job of getting us some great specials. So hang on one sec, Teresa, we'll get right to you. Also, meet some other folks as we go throughout the hour. And Brad Berry, the new coach of the UND hockey team, will be here at the bottom of the hour as well. We have a list of 64 finalists now for the new nickname. So lots of UND news. Todd has the list. We'll go through it in rapid fire, just to let you know what's on the list, so you can hear your name, your contribution, maybe or maybe not. If you're in the 64, I'd go buy a lotto ticket, because how many were there submitted? I mean, thousands submitted, and they're down to 64 now. So we'll do that too. And of course, what has you tickled on this Tuesday? What has you ticked? You let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Patricia in West Fargo has been waiting to chat here this morning. Patricia, what's on your mind today?
I would like to bring to people's attention something that's horrible. It is called female circumcision. And the reason that it is because a lot of immigrants are coming in from, like, African countries. And they want our privileges, but then they ask and demand that their child, young girl, country. And a lot of people don't realize this is occurring. And the doctors here in the U.S. are being demanded by these immigrants to perform these mutilation surgeries. And I just like to hit below the consequences physically, emotionally, relationship-wise. These things are horrible, and even though they're considered appropriate in the foreign countries, they demand that we do this kind of thing when they come over here. And I'd like to know what our elected officials are going to do about this horrible thing.
I would wonder too what you know, like a healthcare provider would do in a situation like that. I've seen stories before. I saw a story not long ago about this. Where over 90% of women in Egypt have had this done. I mean, it's a huge number, and of course it's more common in the Arab world, but still it's just awful. So you raise an interesting point I've not thought of before, but I wonder how that's dealt with by a healthcare provider here, and I've certainly not heard any political folks talk about it. Probably won't anytime soon. But, yeah.
Well, we get upset about waterboarding, with prisoners. Yet this kind of thing is happening, and it's not talked about in polite conversation.
Right. How did you become aware of it, Patricia? I'm curious what prompted your concern, or what put this on your radar?
I have been a psychiatric nurse for 40 years, and I deal with people who have been raped, abused, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And I can't imagine what these victims of female circumcision have to live with day in and day out for their whole life, because a mom or dad, grandma or grandpa decides it's time for the kid to get circumcised, because that's what we do in our country.
Yeah. Wow, sad deal. Really, really sad deal. Appreciate you raising it, because it's certainly never been raised before in the program, and maybe it'll prompt a discussion and a little closer scrutiny among folks. So appreciate the call, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you.
We ask what's on your mind, and we find out right here on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Teresa, one of the managers at Chase on the Lake, one of the finest resorts in Minnesota, in this Norman Rockwell-like community of Walker, Minnesota, on this beautiful lake known as Leech Lake, is here with us. How are you, Teresa?
I'm great. How are you?
I saw you nodding when I was talking about that goofy one walleye limited.
Yeah, because on opener up here, we saw a lot of walleye caught. So lots of fish, lots of beautiful big fish. So it's going to be a great, great year for Leech Lake.
Yeah, and you don't have any of those crazy rules. So.
Not
just remember
so much.
That. It's Minnesota's premier walleye lake. It really is. So if in our North Dakota friends, I know there's a lot of, a big water in North Dakota, so folks like pull up those lunkers. And if you ever want to mix it up a little bit, it's a good place to come on over and check it out. And another thing I really appreciate is we had somebody earlier mentioned the big bicyclist enthusiast and said, you know, these trails are phenomenal.
Oh, the trails.
Right out the door.
They're amazing. I'm privileged. I get to walk them to work every morning. So beautiful trails.
Yeah.
You know, 400 miles. Which way you want to go?
Beautiful. This is the only full-service resort of its kind that close to a state park in Minnesota, too. Itasca State Park right here.
Itasca State, right next door.
So a lot to love.
Yeah, you can go up there, check out the headwaters of the Mississippi.
And you never disappoint with activities and different things. Of course, Teresa tells us often about the Copper Door Spa.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that odd, awful day, you know, where the white caps are rolling.
Kind of like today, windy, cold.
It's a little chilly. We wouldn't want to be on the lake today.
No.
We'd want to be in the spa today.
The spa would be a much better place to be.
Yeah.
And we have a great package this summer coming up. It's a great couples package. So if you like the spa and you like to golf, we've got a great package going on where you get two nights, two dinners, two spa services, and two rounds of golf. Now, that's a weekend right there. So if you're interested in that package, just give Jesse or Kurt Russell up at the front desk here at the Chase a call, and they can explain that to you. But that's running all the way through September. So it's a great summer package that'll be here all summer long.
888-CHASE-06 is the toll-free telephone number. You can also go on the website, which is just chaseonthelake.com, and then just see it for yourself.
Absolutely. What a fun package.
Check it out. Anything else you want to tell us about?
I hope everybody's heading north for Memorial for the big weekend here. If you're hopefully going to be with us at the Chase, we have lots of fun stuff going down. 3 days of fun. Friday, we got some minnow races going down by the beach. The bonfire's going on. We have Mick and Rich here live doing some live music in the 502 all weekend long. Saturday, doing some sidewalk chalk contests over at the Javeloon. We have so much fun stuff going on for the kids this weekend, too. And ice cream socials, all kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, if you're thinking about sneaking out of town, come on up. We got a couple of rooms left.
I mean, the relaxation is goes without saying. But, to also have the ability to say, let's go shop.
Or, you're right downtown, Walker. Which way you can jump in the boat. You're on the lake, just steps away. On the trail, steps away with the bike, steps away from downtown Walker. So.
And you guys always make renting the boats, the fishing boats, and the pontoons, and the jet skis very easy. So just
we got it all right here. We even have all new Trek bikes. So, yep, we rent the bikes out for the trail, too. So even if you don't want to haul the bikes, just come up. We got bikes you can jump on and get right on the trail.
Awesome. Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome.
We'll chat with Jesse a little later on and tell you a little bit about some of the other specials as well for our fine listeners today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, live from Chase on the Lake in Leech Lake. We had a call earlier that thought it was ridiculous that presidential candidates were being asked the question, if we knew then what we know now, that dumb question, would you have agreed with what we did in Iraq? And we were talking about the responses that should come from the presidential candidates for that. They were pretty colorful, which is kind of ridiculous. But I mentioned a column that I had skimmed that I've since read during the break here that Mark Thiessen wrote in the Washington Post. It was in yesterday's Post. And this is really an interesting point, I think it's a good example. I mean, yesterday the news cycle was dominated about the fact that President Obama went on Twitter. And you know what? Even if George W. Bush had gone on Twitter or their predecessor, I don't care. How is that news? Okay? We have all kinds of threats we're dealing with. We have challenges in the economy and everything else, and we're dealing with, you know,
how many bigger news if they weren't on Twitter in this day and age?
There'd be the story. But how many followers and being updated and everything else? And then, read this story from Mark Thiessen, in which he talks about a Quinnipiac University poll just this last March found that 62% of Americans support sending ground forces to Iraq to fight the Islamic State, while only 30% are opposed. right now. That's today. Okay? And meanwhile, we got people saying, oh, should we have gone there in the first place? Who cares? It was, you know, it's ancient history. Why is that a question now? Even more amazing, 53% of Democrats support sending ground troops to Iraq. 60% of independents. Republicans support for boots on the ground. 73% in favor, only 18% opposed. Now, I ask you that question. Are you in support of sending ground forces to Iraq to fight the Islamic State? I think a lot more people are. You know why? How many people have to be beheaded? How many people have to be burned alive in cages? How many people? You're seeing it everywhere in the headlines, and you're getting it. It's today's threat. Why aren't we talking about that and how to deal with this threat? And by the way, we know how to do this. The other point of this column is we basically did it in the surge. That was the version of ISIS that we took out then. We can do it now. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 800-228-0550.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Spring has sprung at Chase on the Lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. And the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th. And includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for two nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for three nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team is going to join us in a few minutes. It'll be at the bottom of the next hour. In the meantime, we have some time to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550.
Bottom of the next hour?
Did I say next hour? Sorry, bottom of this hour. But about 12 minutes to be exact from right now.
It should be a three-hour show, I give you
that.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Yes. We'll go over Rush. Do you drink coffee and want to lose weight?
Yes.
I'll repeat. Do you drink coffee and want to lose weight? Just sounds like one of those things. Are you kidding me? This is too good to be true.
Is that possible?
There is an all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It'll help you lose weight and feel great drinking 2 cups a day. I kid you not. And there are all natural ingredients in this dark Italian slim roast coffee. Folks are buzzing about it. Testimonials are incredible. My wife's among them. She just absolutely loves it. Says this is just great. Coffee's the second most desired beverage in the world. We love our coffee. We love our coffee. And it's the second largest traded commodity in the world, too, next to oil. But to be able to love our coffee and then also lose weight is really incredible. So here's what I'd love for you to do. If you like this idea, I'll give you a telephone number and a website, and you can get a free sample and then just try this for yourself and see if you agree with me. This is a great deal. 877-383-6054. 877-383-6054. Just leave your name and address, and a free sample will be in your mailbox in days. Or you can go to slimroast.com. Slimroast.com. Okay? Check that out. There you go. All right. I have not had a chance to read any emails today. We've got a couple of those coming in. We have a few folks that are ticked or tickled. Jamie says he's ticked at the left-wing group Moms Demand Gun Confiscation. Why am I not able
to try that one more time there?
Moms Demand Gun Confiscation.
Oh, confiscation. Okay.
Yes.
Even I couldn't figure out what you were trying to say there. Okay.
They're blaming the Texas biker shootout on a lack of gun control laws. That has me ticked. Yeah, me too, Jamie. That's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. Yeah. Dawn is ticked because she's found a story in the Washington Times that there are common core ties to Libya, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia.
What?
Yeah. She's got the link up if you want to check it out. Facebook page.
Yeah.
John says, I'm ticked that Republicans are trying to help President Obama pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Why do we vote these folks in if they refuse to stop him on anything? Well, do we want the trade deal? So that's the first question we've got to ask ourselves. We want the trade deal. I do. I think the trade deal makes some sense. Now, I'd prefer that Barack Obama not be the negotiator, and that's why that whole fast-track authority evidently has some provisions in it. We're going to talk about this tomorrow with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the program. But I guess if you're in the middle of a trade negotiation, you go to the dance with the one who brung you, right? And he's there. So I'd hope they have the provisions. But in other words, because Obama's part of it, did we just want to kill it? Now, if John's against the Trans-Pacific Partnership altogether, I could see why he'd say, I want it killed, and I do whatever it takes. Let's see. Cameron says, I'm ticked that the Republicans voted on a defense bill that totally blows the Budget Control Act of 2011 out of the water. What is the deal anymore? They never saw a dollar of someone else's money they don't want to spend, and they have to borrow another 30% on top of that. Okay. Rob says, true conservatives stand up for national defense. Liberals hate national defense. Libertarians try to cut from it. Interesting takes from folks there. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I've just posted now also that column by Mark Thiessen from the Washington Post yesterday on today's Iraq and how we ought to do it. He talked about how Jeb Bush should have answered the question and said that his hesitancy to say he would not have gone into Iraq was admirable, and I suspect it had less to do with defending his brother than not breaking faith with our men and women in uniform. You know, that's another thing that really ticks me off. Think of all those people from the 141 and the 142 of the North Dakota Guard in 2003 and 4 that were uprooted from their families to go over there and serve. Think of the 191, the military police over there. Okay, I'm just trying to think of some of the units from North Dakota that went over there. And I'd love to know whether you agree or disagree with me, but I would think if you were there or you had a loved one there, when you hear somebody now second-guessing, knowing what we know now, should we? You'd think, you know what? Don't diminish my service. Don't get caught in a political circular firing squad. Literally, I'd love to hear from you what you think when you hear that. 800-228-0550. Please tell me, because boy, it would tick me off if people are playing that game. And I would imagine that was part of Jeb Bush's initial reluctance as well. I'd hope it would be. He goes on to say, if he'd said that he would not have authorized the invasion, he would have been telling the families of the fallen that their loved ones died for a mistake. Exactly! He would have been telling the tens of thousands of wounded Iraq veterans their sacrifice was for nothing. And that's what the media is cheerleading for here. That sacrifice was for nothing. It was dumb. They're still trying to settle a political score because they've been anti-war from the beginning. Want to put their heads in the sands about what we did. What did we do? Remove one of the world's most brutal dictators, liberated 25 million people from unspeakable tyranny, and does anybody anywhere think the world is not safer without Saddam Hussein in power? By the way, if we want to play the knowing what we know now, okay, what if he just stayed there? What would that have meant? What would he have done? The better answer for Bush, Mark Thiessen absolutely nails this, is to say basically presidents don't get the benefit of making decisions with 20/20 hindsight.
Exactly.
Phil and Bismarck, what are you ticked off about?
Okay, of all the things going on in the world and of all the things going on in North Dakota, the Bismarck Tribune's lead story, two-thirds of the front page on the Sunday paper, is about homosexuality and marriage and this, that, and the other thing. You know, great, I get it. It's none of my business what other people do, but is that the most important thing in the news today?
You know, I thought the exact same thing, and I thought, boy, it looks like the Bismarck Tribune is doing its best job of imitating the Fargo Forum, because they've been at that for a couple of years, and it's an obsession with media, Phil. It's a very weird, odd deal, and I'm with you, and it ticks me off, too. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of 3 young adults and one out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, what's on your mind, live from Leech Lake today. Well, actually, we're not in Leech Lake. I can see Leech Lake, but I'm on the shores of Leech Lake,
so
steps
you're not
away.
In the lake.
No, it's a little too cold to be in the lake, actually. but we are at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Before the end of the hour, we'll tell you some more great deals that are happening right here with the good folks there. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I just want you to do me this favor. I want you to grab your power bill, wherever you get your power from, MDU, Ottertail Power, XL Energy, you know, Cass County Electric, one of the many rural cooperatives out there, whatever it is, okay? Grab your power bill and take a look at it and just put into your mind, what would it do to your budget if that went up by, you know, 100, 200, 300%? And then go to the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. There's a calculator there, and it'll tell you exactly what is proposed right now in the way of carbon regulations and what that would mean to your power bill, what it would cost your pocketbook. Now, that's one part of the pain. Then, mind you, the cost of everything goes up because of it, you know, costs more to make something. Imagine. I was at the Dakota Growers Pasta Plant in Carrington, North Dakota, not long ago. And walking through there, and I said, what's your power bill a month? And I turned to one guy, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like six figures, right? So when you buy pasta, if that goes up, you know, you don't think that's going to cost you when you buy pasta from Dakota Growers. That's what I'm saying. The cost of everything goes up. And right now we have affordable electricity. Why coal? Because of coal. It's an affordable energy source, a reliable energy source, and we have it now. So SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. Join this army. We need more voices standing up for all of the above energy solutions that include coal. And you can find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. The University of North Dakota hockey team has a brand new coach, and he's on our newsmaker line, Brad Berry. Congratulations, Coach Berry. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. I'm excited for you and the University of North Dakota hockey team. This new chapter started, I think, what fairly could be called a bit of a surprise, right? Nobody thought yesterday when they woke up that there'd be a new hockey coach, but this happened rather quick.
Yeah, it did. It turned the page really, really quick here, and I'm very happy for Coach Hoxwell, very deserved. And like I said, he's ready to go, and he'll do well at the NHL level. So in saying that, happy for him and happy for getting the opportunity and very humbled and honored.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, it would be impossible, I guess, not to be a coach at the college level, having, and know the pinnacle as the NHL, to not at some point think, hey, that'd be pretty cool. You played there yourself, so I would imagine it's not a complete shock that that Coach Haxtell had an aspiration to go to the next level, right?
No, it's not a shock at all. And, you know, obviously what he brings to the table as far as coaching expertise and then how he treats people, how he communicates with people is a big thing. And, you know, those are attributes that he had that that a lot of people wish to have at that level. And Philadelphia's got a great coach there.
You have been part of University of North Dakota hockey for a lot of years, obviously, first as a player, and I guess 9 of the last 15 years as a coach. So while, yes, you're the top man and you're the head coach, and that's a little bit different, you know, most of this is in your nature, right? This, you're just going to continue doing what you've been doing, right?
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right, Scott. And, you know, I've had a chance to be around a lot of good people in the game of hockey, experience-wise and people-wise. And, you know, you take a lot from what they have done. And, you know, you get the names. You got Gino Gasparini, you got Dean Blaze, you got obviously Dave Haxtell. And then you combine it with, you know, going outside the box. And I feel grateful for going to the pro level and getting that experience on how to handle players and communicate with players. You got Scott O'Neill and Elaine Vigneault, who are in the Stanley Cup semifinals right now. So the base of knowledge that you get from people, you know, it helps you to transcend that into the role that was given to me right now. And I'm going to use it.
So, what as you woke up today, and of course the hubbub of yesterday and knowing what was coming and everything else now behind you, now let's roll up the sleeves, let's go to work. What most excites you about your team and the effort going forward as head coach?
Well, you know what, the road ahead, and everybody talks about, you know, the lofty goals and how you're going to get there and everything, and that's all what we're all about. Every year we have expectations, and they're really high, and we want to get there. But first of all is the process, and the process starts with the players and the staff involved, and then the process starts in the summertime. It doesn't start in August or September when the players roll in here for the fall semester. It starts right now and how you prepare. And I'm really looking forward to putting that game plan in action with our staff and our players and getting after it. So again, it's been hectic the last couple of days, but we have a plan going forward and we want to get after it.
And, you know, I don't know that us fans appreciate, the level of performance that we get from the University of North Dakota hockey team year in and year out. Because you just expect that you're going to make the tournament, right? And you're going to be up there when every other program in the world would kill to do that. But, I mean, anything short of making the tournament's a disappointment when you're part of the North Dakota program, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly right. And that's one of the many things that Coach Haxtell did here is he got to the tournament every year, which is tougher than people think. But at the same time, we have the most loyal fans in the nation. They come to every game here. They travel on the road. They go to extended places to watch us play. We got very loyal and fans, and that's what we want to be. And we got to put the work in to do that. So, in saying that, we have a special place here that we have an obligation to do as well as we can, and that's what we're going to plan to do.
Are we a little bit spoiled though?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It all comes with expectations, and you drive by. You know, you come to work every day, and you drive by this rink and. And you drive by the, you know, the university itself, and it's a special place. But, you know, people have asked me, said, you know, would you ever go anywhere else? And I've been on the other side of it, and it's a great thing. It really is. But I tell you what, the one common thread here that sticks home and with me and my family is the people, genuinely the people, the best people in the world and a great place to raise a family and to raise under those core values. So I think the biggest thing is the people.
Yeah, and of course, as you say, you've been there too, right? I mean, and that was one of the reasons people maybe forget this, but you were obviously an assistant here previously under Dean Blaze, and then left and then came back. And explain why you did that.
Well, you know what? I firmly believe that in order to try to achieve the highest level or to do well at the highest level, you have to gain experience, and that means you have to maybe go to somewhere outside the box. I played at the National Hockey League level. I wanted to coach there to see how the dynamic ran from the coaching standpoint. I learned a lot when I was here the first time around, and I had a chance to go with, and again, you got to coach with people that you know and trust, and there was an opportunity at the pro level to do that. Boy, I thought I knew a lot about hockey. I I learned a lot more when I left. And when I came back, I even learned more. So you kind of build that that resume or build that experience factor that hopefully will give you success. And I thought it was a good thing. One thing that my family did when I was coaching in Columbus, though, we went to Manitoba in the American Hockey League with Vancouver's farm team. I went there, took my family. We moved back, had an opportunity to go to Columbus. My kids were at the high school age at the time, and I made a commitment that I wanted to do that, but my family had remained with strong ties here. I left for a couple of years, and even though that was a huge, huge sacrifice being away from my family, I tell you what, understanding family, it paid off. And like I said, it helps you to grow as a person and as a coach to go outside the box sometimes.
What is the, you know, so you've been there, that was obviously at the NHL level for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and now as head coach at the college level. What would you say the biggest difference is between coaching at the NHL level versus the college level?
Well, I think one similarity is that NHL is getting younger and younger. And, you know, they're getting players in there anywhere from the age of 19 to 23, 24 that are being impactful players because of the way the landscape has changed. We deal with those players all the time as far as that particular age. But the one difference and the biggest difference is now our players are coming in on scholarships. They get no money. We pay for their education, obviously. But at the pro level, you're dealing, and I call it, you're dealing with 23 different businesses because now the players are getting paid handsomely. Ice time is a big deal. Different things are a big deal to these players. They are a team, but collectively they're a group of individuals that have their own business going on, and they're looking out for themselves a little bit here, which is a natural tendency for them. But now as a coach and management at that organization, you have to coordinate those 23 businesses to attain that one common goal. And that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. So I think the management and the coaching side of it changed dramatically when you think about it in that regard.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting, and certainly more of a challenge, without question. Probably no less of a pressure cooker. I mean, I thought about that. You talked yesterday a little bit about how Coach Hextall, you know, was approached a few times before he you know, got serious about the opportunity. And I'm thinking, if I'm him in the back of my mind, I'm saying, well, you know, what's the difference in some regards in that the, you know, people just, you know, the I would call it the viciousness also almost of the hey, you better win or else. And you better win the big one. You might as well be at the pro level because that's the same. I mean, at least at this level. But you expect that when you have a great program, right?
You know what? I've been asked that question all along, and so has Coach Axel. And I guess there's different degrees of pressure and expectations. But you know what? When you really kind of drill down to it, peel off all the layers, life is like that, right? Like everything is results driven. Like anything in life, you have a job. Everything is results driven, and to different degrees. But that's what life is, and you have to embrace that, and you have to take that challenge.
Absolutely. And if you can do it at a place where you like calling home and a place where you like going to work every day, it makes it a little easier to do, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're happy for you, without question. I know a lot of folks are, and it's I would imagine when you think back to the day you walked onto campus, you probably didn't think you'd be behind the bench someday, did you?
Well, that was my first introductory comment when the press conference when I came in 1983 as a young, naive 18-year-old coming in here. But you're absolutely right. And it's funny, when you go somewhere, it's in your head and your heart where you think you're home. And I'm home, and I wouldn't want to be any other place.
No, it's going to be a blast to watch. Watching, they've got an incredible talent, you know, group coming in. Look forward to having you on the program as we get closer to the season and answer folks' questions about this team. But another great crop coming in and another good crew, so it should be a great year. And we're thrilled that you're at the helm. So thanks a bunch for chatting with us on day number one.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. And again, like our friendship goes deep. You're a great friend, and I'm fun to continue on talking with you. It's a great day.
You bet. Likewise. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Brad Berry, the new coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. We're live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota today. We'll wrap up after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met, big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a Petro Serve USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a Petro Serve USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a Petro Serve USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a Petro Serve USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a Petro Serve USA location near you, Petro Serve USA, helping America fuel better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is on the minds of farmers and ranchers? Best part of this job. Every Tuesday I get to find out. Well, every day when we ask the question. We always enjoy hearing from farmers and ranchers, but especially on Tuesday when we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Hannah, a college senior, wants to tell us how she plans to serve agriculture with her college degree.
I chose to go in agriculture because all of my families have grown up on farms and ranches. And it's somewhat in my blood, but on a more economic level, I chose to go into agriculture because there's so many opportunities in the agriculture department. I originally got interested in agriculture business because North Dakota leads the nation in many agricultural commodities, and it would be smart to know how to deal with agriculture business over just business. There's so much more to agriculture than just going to work, and it's really a community of people, and it's the community of people that really drew me to agriculture business.
Anna, that's pretty darn cool. Appreciate that very much. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Appreciate that very much. So I have been promising all show that we were going to go through the nicknames that are on the finals list, and we've just been jam-packed here and haven't had a chance to do so, but I don't know how long it takes you to read 64 names. But
well, there's 7 for No Dax, 6 for my pick, North Stars, 5 for Pride, 5 for
Spirit. Wait a minute, you're losing me here.
You wanted 64 in less than 4 minutes here.
But when you say No Dax,
the No Dax,
why would that be 5?
No, 7. There were 7. Yes. Well, it says why 7.
So, but so what I'm saying is Nodak one of 64?
Yes.
Or are there 7
well,
variations on Nodak?
There are a bunch that have one vote and a bunch that have 2, and then you know, it goes up.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, I'll shut up now.
So the priority.
There's
6. I missed this one. 6 for force.
I don't care how many people voted. Just tell me the names that are on the final.
Okay,
system.
Here we go.
That? Yeah.
Aeronauts, Arrows, Arctic Blaze, Arctic Force, Aurora, Aviators, Badlanders, Big Green, Bison Slayers, Blackhawks, Blaze, Blazing Stars, Blizzard, Blizzard Dogs, Bombardiers, Bombers, Cavalry, Charging No Kota, Drillers, Energy Explorers, Fighting Green Hawks, Fighting Hawks, Fire, Flame, Flames, Flicker Tails, a former nickname, Flyers, Force of North, wouldn't be copying anybody else in that one, I guess, Global Hawks, Green Bombers, Green Hawks, Green Pride, Gray Hawks, Nighthawks, Night Riders, Nighthawks, Nodak, Nodax, plural, North Dakota, North Force, North Stars, Northern Lights, Prairie Hawks, Pride, Riders, Rough Riders, Snow Dogs, Snow Leopards, Spirit, Storm, Sundog, Sundogs, Thunderhawks, Warhawks, Warriors, Warriors of the North, Wings, Woolly Mammoth, and Fighting Greens. Okay, I can't believe they're going to go with any Warrior or Warhawk. But
I wouldn't think so either, but they're finalists now. That's interesting. Blackhawks is on there. Warriors is on there. Rough Riders and North Stars I like. I wrote those down. You know, the Arrows is the aerospace tie, right?
I've been a big fan of basically modifying the Minnesota North Stars logo and you know our own version of that logo and do that. But
you are or are not?
Am.
You am. You like that idea. Bring it back. A little nostalgia there. Huh? Yeah. So I still think North Dakota is the best one. I think that's the best without question. But there you go, folks. There's all 64. Who else does that for you? I mean, saved you a little bit of reading time. My man Jesse's here from the Chase on the Lake. Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. How you doing, Jesse?
Good. How are you doing today?
Great to see you. Jesse's my package man. So, in other words, whatever you need, they're gonna get you a good deal, a good package deal. You got some hot ones right now?
Yeah, we actually got his or her summer kickoff package coming up starting right after Memorial Day till the end of the month. You get 2 nights lodging in a Lakeview hotel room, 1 45-minute spa service, or a 2-hour boat rental. And, you know, you can stay anytime between the 25th and the 31st. So that's starting at $279. Great deal. You can pick which one you want to go with.
Very nice.
And then always the golfing in the area is great. So we got our classic golf package starting up here next weekend. 2 nights lodging in a classic room, 2 dinners, and 2 rounds of golf at either Longbow or Tiana.
Get your pick of courses.
Yeah. So, and then we still do have some rooms open for this weekend. If you guys want to come over for Memorial Day weekend, we got some rooms open on Friday and Sunday yet. So
here's what I encourage you folks to do: whatever you're looking to do, whether it's host a retreat out here with associates or clients or a family reunion or whatever you're looking to put together, just give these guys a call and they'll find a package that's perfect for you. Anything you could possibly imagine, they'll take care of. They do a great job of doing that. So give them a call at 888-CHASE-06. Elm Scott sent you, 888-CHASE-06, or go on to the website. You have all the deals on the website, too, right?
Yes, yes. We have all of our deals on the website. We got all of our summer packages and all that fun stuff on there. And
really, me talking about the beauty of Chase on the Lake or Leech Lake or downtown Walker, you can't really, you know.
Yeah, you got to get over here and experience it for yourself.
You got to be here, and you'll want to be here after you actually see the website. And you go, oh, now that's what he's talking about. Look at the pool. Look at the lakeside dining. Oh, look at the spa. Those rooms are nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get it. Thanks, Jesse. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good seeing you, too.
Had a great time out here today, as always. Wish I had time to wet a line, but it's a little chilly out there. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow, folks. On the program we call What's on Your Mind. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to the program. And remember the 24/7 line. Whatever you're ticked or tickled about, let us know. 855-200-1776. Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com, click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.